This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Last lecture, we introduced Tawheed, the most important thing in your lives. Tawheedullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His essence, fi dhatihi. Tufridullah fi dhatihi. There is no one, nothing is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once it comes to His essence, once it comes to His actions, once it comes to His names and attributes. Hada. أهل العلم يسمونه التوحيد العلمي الخبري. يأتي التوحيد العملي أن تفرد الله بأفعالك. That you single out Allah in your actions. إذا صليت فأخلص هذه الصلاة لله. If you pray, then pray sincerely for Allah. Not for others beside Allah. Or to show off for the people. يا إخوة هذا التوحيد. This توحيد is so important. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to recite those two surahs في ركعتي الفجر, and also recite those two surahs after صلاة المغرب. What surahs? الكافرون والإخلاص. You know the two rak'ahs which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about them, rak'atayul fajri khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The two rak'ahs of al-fajr, he did not mean salatul fajr. He meant the two rak'ahs that you pray before fajr. Sunnah, nafila, is better than the dunya and all that's in the dunya. And he used to recite those two surahs. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ توحيد لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. Look at هذا التأكيد. Look, إذا كررت اللفظ في اللغة تقصد التأكيد. If you want to affirm, confirm a meaning in Arabic, you repeat the words. That's how you do it. What kind of tawheed this is? Tawheed al-ibadah. Tawheed al-ibadah. Your action. And the second rak'ah, he used to recite, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. هذا توحيد الأسماء والصفات وتوحيد الربوبية أيضا. Both. Also, he used to recite in the two rak'ahs after Maghrib. He used to recite those two surahs as well. شوف, تبدأ يومك بالتوحيد وتختمه بالتوحيد. You begin your day with the التوحيد and you end it with what? With the التوحيد. يا إخوة, if you come with the proper understanding of توحيد in the day of resurrection, there is a man who had sins, Hadith al-Bitaqa, filled 99 books. 99 books. يصاح برجل من أمتي على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة. And he will be presented with 99 books of sins. And he will have التوحيد. لا إله إلا الله. توحيد. والحديث في سنن الترمذي حديث أنس يا ابن آدم لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا بس بشرط. With one condition. What? لا تشرك بي شيء. If you come to me in the day of resurrection with earth filled with sins. هذه الحديث يا إخوة تحمل عليه باب الرجاء. ها؟ الرجاء يعني إيه؟ It drives you to hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it should not be a license to sin. ها؟ لأنك فعلا لو حققت التوحيد, if you really understand توحيد and you implement توحيد will, you will not sin إن شاء الله. And as soon as you sin, you will repent and you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just trying to stress to you the importance of التوحيد. Now, listen, I'm very practical here and I understand that these concepts are very difficult to understand for a lot of people. Difficult. اللي هو الديتيلز بتاعة التوحيد و how do you end up committing shirk and so forth. It's difficult. And at the same time also it's very hard to explain sometimes. You understand it, but to convey it, it's hard. فإنشاءالله, we ask Allah to grant us tawfiq tonight and we can present it in a way that you can understand it. بإذن الله تعالى. But listen, the scholars, in order to help the ummah understand tawheed, they divided it into different types. طبعا, the people who do not like to follow the sunnah, they critique أهل السنة. They tell you, this is a bid'ah, يعني توحيد الربوبية وتوحيد الألوهية والأسماء والصفات. What do you mean, توحيد in the lordship and توحيد in the worship and توحيد in the names and the attributes? The Prophet never did this, nor the companions. Where do you come this from? They actually do this. They critique. They say that this is a bid'ah to do this. We tell them, listen, this is just a technique of how to teach. If you can give me a technique in how to teach tawheed and it's good and it's supported by Quran and Sunnah, I will follow it. There is nothing wrong with that. It's just a way to explain it. Now the scholars of Aqeedah in the Ummah divided tawheed in different ways in order to be able to teach. Some of them actually divided into two, which the one that I referred to at the very beginning. اللي هو two types. التوحيد العلم الخبري, يعني the توحيد of knowing the knowledge and the recognition of Allah, basically who Allah is. Do you worship, who do you worship? Who is Allah? Oh. هذا هو الإيه الأول. And that will take you to know the essence of Allah, ذات الله. Does Allah has a hand or not? I'm just, okay. Does Allah has eyes? And how do we understand these attributes of the essence? Is it like our eyes? Is it like our hands? So getting to know Allah, getting to know the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the creator, being the sustainer, being the provider. So التوحيد الأول, the first type, you see, they like I said, they divided التوحيد in different ways. One of them is just two types. They did two types. The first type is the knowledge and the recognition of Allah. And this would include the two types, اللي هو الأسماء والصفات والربوبية. The names and the attributes and the actions. And then the second type, they said, التوحيد العملي أو القصد والإرادة. Now you know that Allah is the creator. You know Allah is the provider. You know that there is no one, nothing is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once it comes to His essence, once it comes to His names, once it comes to His attributes, once it comes to His actions, He created you, He provides for you, then you should do what? You should do what? Obviously, single Him out in your action. اللي هو الإيه القصد والإرادة. Your قصد, your objective, your aim is to always worship Allah alone. Never associate someone in worship with Him. يعني they tell you, they always talk about العلم الشرعي, العلم الشرعي, العلم. You know العلم الشرعي? العلم الشرعي. العلم الشرعي. The knowledge of the religion is two parts. العلم بالله والعمل لله. The knowledge of Allah and doing what you do for Allah. العلم بالله, that you get to know who Allah is. والعمل لله, and that you do what you do for it. انت في عندك ناس في عندك ناس, there are people, there are scholars in the ummah, تسأله سؤال فقهي, you ask him about a fiqh question, يجاوبك وقال الإمام أحمد وقال الشافعي ويرجح ويجيب, طب تفتح له الأسماء والصفات, you able to him the الأسماء والصفات, what is that, as if it's not in the religion. وفي واحد, and there is a scholar who is, mashallah, the knowledge of the names and the attributes high, but once it comes to Sharia, is this is halal, this is haram, this is this like, لا. But the knowledge of the religion is those two what? Components together. That you know who Allah is, that will take you to understand Allah in His essence, actions, attributes, names, and then you act, what you act for who? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other way of dividing this is, which is the way that I will choose to follow, inshallah, because it's a better breaking down of things, is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. You believe in the Lordship of Allah. Allah is the Lord. And if you're probably wondering, we're supposed to be doing Surah Al-Fatiha. You see, what is the evidence for Tawheed al-Rububiyyah in the Quran? If you ask any student of knowledge, give me an evidence that Allah is the Rabb in the Quran, what is the evidence He's going to give to you? What? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Oh. The evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Then comes in the names and the attributes. Tawheed al-Asma' wa-Sifat. You single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His action. He single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once it comes to His names and attributes. And then comes in the third type, which is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, or Tawheed al-Ibadah, or Tawheed al-Qasd wa-Talab. All these are names. It's just names. We're just using names, but it means the same exact thing. Without any delay, inshallah, and I really got to finish all of this today, inshallah. So are you ready? We're going to make it easy. I decided to do this so I don't get off, because I get off a lot. And this is, in a way, I really would like this to be academic, in the sense of we're studying a subject. يعني. طيب, if I ask you to define Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, what would you say? Define Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Huh? عرف Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. يعني إيه؟ Allah هو الرب. يعني إيه؟ What is the meaning that Allah is the Rabb? عايز كلام علام كلام طلاب علم. شوف كلمة, شوف four words, three words. إفراد الله بأفعاله. Three words. إفراد الله بأفعاله. Singling out Allah in His actions. Now, we knew what Ifrad is. Allah, we know who Allah is. Let's look at the word actions. There are three main actions. Al-Khalq, Wal-Mulk, Wal-Tadbir. You single out Allah to be the creator. Now a Muslim believes الله خالق كل شيء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created every single thing. Now you cannot come and say Mother Nature. لو أنت مسلم يعني موحد, ها, you cannot say that. بعض المسلمين يقول لك Mother Nature, ها. You cannot say that we were apes and then we became human beings. You believe that Allah what? The creator of everything. But now, يعني a good way to put this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about other people's creating. He actually said in the Quran, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ هَذِي صِيغَةِ الْأَحْسَنِ. That means there is what? There are other creators. طيب, here is the question. What is the difference between your creation and Allah's creation? You create, I mean, create here is made. You make stuff, okay? You make stuff. Huh. You create from an existing. But Allah creates from what? من عدم. When you want to make something, a human being, you use what? Things which Allah what? That is why, by the way, you find Al-Khaliq, Alhamdulillahi, وفي إيه؟ فاطر. فاطر. You know اسم الله الفاطر؟ Ibn Abbas says, I have never been able to distinguish between the name of Allah Al-Khaliq and the name of Allah Al-Fatir. They really both mean something. Yani they could mean something. Just to let you know how the Bedouins really high in Arabic. That is why the Arabs at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they used to send their children where? Huh? To the Bedouin in order to breastfeed it, and not only this, in order to get what? The pure Arabic, because Mecca is a place where a lot of people come from all over the Arabia, and they bring their dialect, they messed up the language. So that is why they used, why the Prophet was sent to be breastfed in the desert, to get the pure Arabic language. Ibn Abbas was traveling in the desert, and he saw two Bedouins fighting over a well of water. And one of them said what? Ana fatartuha. Ana fatartuha. That means I am the one who made it exist out of no existence. I'm the one who you may have came and fixed it and did this and that, but I am the one who's what? Fatartuha. He used the word fatartuha. Fatartuha. Fatir. Fallah yakhluq subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah creates from nothing. Now, subhanallah, look at our creation and Allah's creation. Let's understand, ya ikhwal, التوحيد هذا يعني increases iman in your heart. يعني انت شوف, let's say the people who make a certain car, let's say مثلا Toyota or Honda or whatever it is, after they manufacture the car, they design something called what? Manual. In how to what? How to take care of the car, how to use it. How to use the car, how to make it run properly. And then sometimes along the way they discover that in their creation, don't you hear them making a recall? Huh? They made a mistake what? In the way that they designed it, in the way that they made it. Just to let you know that how the human being mind. But look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أنت تقرأ هذا, Ar-Rahman. Have you reflected upon these verses? Ar-Rahman. Then what? Al-Quran is the manual. علم القرآن. Al-Quran is the manual. And then he created what? The shuf. If you design the manual before you create, we give you a break. هذا والله. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the manual, put what will take care of you before he made you. You're getting it? Ar-Rahman, allam al-Quran, and then what? And then he taught him what? Allamahu al-bayan. Shuf. Allah is addressing the human being. Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bi-husban. Look at the sun and the moon. By the minute, الشمس تطلع. الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان. As if Allah is telling you, if you want your lives to function exactly like that creation, implement the Quran in your lives. Implement the manual. You see that the sun and the moon and the stars, they don't have a choice. That's why they are functioning. They don't. Billahi alaik, have you ever heard one day that the sun says, okay guys, I don't feel like coming out today. You're not seeing me today. Or the moon for it. By the book. Why? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, if you want your life to function, the way the rest of creations who do not have a choice function, then do what? Implement what? The Quran. Implement the manual. I want to go back to the إعجاز الله في خلقه, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He creates, He provides a manual, a way for you to do it without any recall, without any, and so forth. Add to this, خلق الله subhanahu wa ta'ala, إخوة, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is designed to carry on in a process. Yani, I always say this, those people who created this pen, can they do this? Can they do a male pen and a female pen and they put them together and in the morning they find pens? Huh? Can they do it? Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates beings. Yes. Look at the creation of the human race. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من وخلق منها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. ف when we say about الخلق, we do not mean about making, because these guys when they did this this sheep, you know, they made that استنساخ cloning, سموها ايه, what is the name of دولي, they called it دولي, they said we created دولي. Created دولي, created from here, Habibi, Dulli Hadi. And the created Dulli did from an existing. You took a gene. If you really want to say, I created Dulli and put a press conference together, create Dulli from nothing. You say, Dulli, Bibi. هذا هو الكلام. لكن انت تقول لي they created Dulli. طب anybody can do this. No. فالخلق, اهو. يأتي الملك. الملك, ما هو ايه؟ We said the rububiyya is what? You single out Allah to be the creator. Those are the three main actions that we want to focus on. Because every single thing is about them. Al-mulk. With al-khalq came the knowledge, ya ikhwa, the knowledge. Ya'ti al-mulk. That Allah owns it. ولذلك في القرآن يقول لك الحمد لله الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض. That أنت تحمد ربنا. You must praise Allah that Allah owns what's in the heavens, what's in the earth. I want you just to think about it. يعني رب العالمين giving ownership to simple, يعني to small things, to us. And we're doing mafia, black market, سوق الأسود. Imagine Allah giving somebody the ownership of the sun. الشمس. ده انت تحمد ربنا ان الشمس هذه مملوكه لمن؟ Okay, you're not, you guys didn't pay the bill. You're not getting any heat. No heat. ما هو الملك, ما هو الملك لله. ما هو انت as a Muslim you believe that Allah what? Owns. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء. وبعدين الملك يا إخوة, الملك not only in the dunya, لأن في عندك the Christians, مثلا the Christians, they believe that عيسى عليه السلام in the day of resurrection will be the judge. هذا شرك في الربوبية. They believe that عيسى عليه السلام will be the one who will judge amongst mankind. هذا شرك في إيه؟ ولذلك إيه؟ الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. Here it is. القراءة بتاعت إيه؟ ملك. ملك يوم الدين. ملك يوم الدين. He is the master, the judge, the king on the day of resurrection. ويحكم بين الناس. He will judge amongst people. والله يحكم لا معقب لحكمه. And there is no appeal. فالملك, when you say الملك, also you're talking about الملك التام. بعض الناس يقول لك ايه؟ طيب. Some people own stuff. You own stuff. You own your house, don't you? I mean, halal way, inshallah. You own your car. You own your clothes. But see, your ownership always is short. Whatever you own is short. Is not complete. Why? Because one of two things will happen. Whether you will leave it or you will lose it. How do you leave it? What happens to you? بتموت. ما أنت بتموت. ولذلك إيه؟ ولذلك رب العالمين يقول وما لكم ألا تنفقوا في سبيل الله ولله ميراث. أنت ليه مش عايز تنفق هذا المال؟ Why don't you spend this money in the cause of Allah when Allah will inherit the whole thing at the end of the day? You're not gonna keep it forever. You're gonna keep it for a while and then you die and then you leave it to your children and then your children get old and then they die and then they leave it to their children. If you think about it, the ownership of everything at the end of the day will go back to who? لأن time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command an angel called Israfil. Subhanallah ya ikhwa, an angel who's in charge of what? Of the trumpet. And those people who say the world is going to end at 212 and all that stuff, he doesn't even know. يعني هذا الملك, الملك لا يعرف. He doesn't even know. كيف أنعم؟ حديث أبي سعيد في مستدرك الحاكم. كيف أنعم وقد التقم صاحب القرن القرن وأحنى جبهته وأصغى سمع. Imagine he's holding the trumpet like this and he looking at the throne of Allah. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا, he doesn't blink. وعيناه كوكبان دريان. His eyes are huge and he's looking like this. You know why? Because he's afraid that while he's blinking Allah tells him now. لو يجي واحد يقول لك the end of the world is 212. Get a life, man. ما هو عشان تعرف العقيدة يا إخوة, العقيدة the knowledge of your creed, the knowledge of free. These guys who are talking about the 212, they selling books. They are probably selling the next life. But you as a believer, free from that stuff. Come on, man. Get the 212, get a life. I mean, that's all that you have. Oh. العقيدة. وذلك العقيدة frees you. العقيدة فريز يو توحيد. If you know who Allah is, ah, والله there are a lot of people are in jail because they don't understand لا إله إلا الله. فالملك هذا الملك أهو, when he blows in the trumpet, every single human living soul in the face of this earth will die. ونفق في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله فينادي رب العالمين الله سبحانه وتعالى والكل. Everyone is dead. يعني في حديث يا إخوة, الحديث حقيقة يعني سنده ضعيف لكن له شواهد, اسمه حديث الصور الطويل الانتي, حديث في المعجم بتاع الإمام الطبراني إن رب العالمين will say to the جبريل and ميكائيل and they die. Everyone dies. No one is living. No one. In the beginning it was who? لما بقول الكريشن, in the beginning it was who? ما هو هو الأول. He is the first. ليس قبله. Nothing existed before him. وهو الآخر. ليس بعده. أهو. ما هو nothing. ما هو لما جاء الأهل اليمن, when the people of Yemen came, what was the beginning? أول ما خلق الله القلم, the first thing Allah creates the pen, right. Then Allah will call, لمن الملك اليوم. الملك لمين اليوم؟ ما هو إفراد الله في الملك. ما إياك أنك تغتر. Dare you get deceived by this guy is a president and this guy is a president and this guy. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء. والله if you tell me that Mubarak would have came down in my lifetime I would not even dreamed of it. سبحان الله يا أخي. And other these other leaders, you think it's a demonstration and all that is, no, it's time. قدر الله. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. ما هو في عندك القدر من مراتبه التقدير اليومي.
ما هو القدر في أزلي في عمري سنوي يومي. Some of you are not, inshallah, we're going to get to this once we talk about the names and the attributes. But يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن. يقول ابن كثير يرفع أقواما ويضع آخرين. Raises some, put down some. فالملك هذا لابد أن تؤمن أنه لله. إفراد الله في ملكه أو بملكه. يأتي النوع الثالث, the second action which is important, اللي هو التدبير, التصريف, disposing the affairs of the human beings. Disposing the affairs of all what he created. Taking care of them. He created and he provides. He did not create and then leave. لا. He provides. Again, what is the definition of توحيد الربوبية? Come on. Three words, which is what? إفراد الله بأفعاله. يعني يا إخوة والله أنصحكم, يعني لو أنصحكم, يعني لو if you gonna come and sit, يعني هذا important. And we're supposed to teach توحيد to other people. We're supposed to teach توحيد to other people. It's important. Singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his actions. And we مدار الأفعال على الثلاثة دول. يعني the focal point of the actions, الخلق والملك والتدبير. The creation, owning it and taking care of it. طيب. That means you do not believe that anyone can harm you, can benefit you, but who? But Allah. ما هو, you need to understand this. Your knowledge of this normally drives you to devote yourself more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولذلك أهل العلم يقولون دائما إيه, توحيد الربوبية necessitates توحيد الألوهية, يستلزم. أنت فعلا لو آمنت, if you truly believe that Allah is the one who created you, the one who made you, the one who provides for you, the one who benefits you, the one who can causes her, the one who can is going to take the life away from you, then you're going to end up what? Worshipping Allah. صحيح ولا لا؟ But people normally they are not committed because they still believe that this person can benefit and this person can harm and this person can. ولكن انت تعجب في الحديث اللي في سنن الترمذي اللي هو حديث ابن عباس يقول كنت غلاما رضيف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. شوف, I want you to look at the syntax of this hadith. Ibn Abbas is a little boy. He was riding with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال يا غلام, O young man. شوف, how he taught him توحيد too. يعني this is something that we need to, by the way, the people who are very accepting of learning about توحيد are this age and younger. But we need to teach it to them. يا غلام, احفظ الله احفظ الله يحفظك. Be mindful of Allah. Allah will be mindful of you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. وإذا سألت وإذا استعنت, كل هذا إلهية, ده كله ألوهية. إذا ده worship. ما هو احفظ الله يعني تصلي, pray the five times, تصوم الشهر, fast رمضان, الزكاة. احفظ الله, ما هو إيه, كيف تحفظ الله? How do you guard Allah? You guard Allah by doing the commands which he commanded you to do. Then he comes in and he throws الربوبية. The end. Why I'm telling you to do this? وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوْ اجْتَمَعْتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكْ. Rest assured of all of mankind would gather to benefit you with something they will not except that which Allah ordained. Look at the relationship. He told him to do what? هو الحفظ والدعاء, هذا كله ايه, ألوهية, worship. يعني single out Allah with your dua, single out Allah with your action. Why I'm telling you to do this, Ibn Abbas? Because no one can harm you but Allah. Cause harm, يعني we shouldn't use harm you but Allah. Causes harm for you but who? Or allows harm to fall upon you but who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. Look at the tail of the hadith, يا إخوة. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. The pens are lifted. لو كتاب القدر. And the ink is dry. فاهمين الربوبية والألوهية؟ الربوبية والألوهية ليه؟ يعني because at the end of the day, if you believe that there is another God who created, another God who provides, then you basically gonna be scattered. You're gonna end up worshiping who? وذاك مت ولقد جئناهم بالحق وإنهم لكاذبون. Look at this. ما اتخذ الله من ولد وما كان معه من إله. Allah does not have a son nor he has another God with him. Why if there is another God who created, إذا لذهب كل إله بما خلق. If there are two gods, this is the analogy which Allah uses. If there are two gods who created, هذا الإله زي عندك المجوس. ما هم المجوس, the people who worship the fire, they believe that there are two gods, إله الليل وإله النهار. The night created the evil and the day created the good. Oh, two gods. هو النصارى يا إخوة. أنت why do we say the Christians are disbelievers when the Christians speak of God? They speak of a God. النصراني, the Christian says Allah. He says God. I believe in God. لا لا لا, تعالى تعالى تعالى. What God? الأب والروح القدس والابن. أقانيم ثلاثة. This one has power to benefit and harm. This one has power to benefit and harm. This one has power to benefit and harm. هذا شرك. Even so, they speak of Allah. You understand? فإفراد الله بأفعاله. You single out Allah in His actions. That means, dare you believe that there is another creator beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Muslim? Don't even put this to question. Dare you believe that there is anyone who owns anything in the face of this earth but with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Dare you believe that there is anybody who harms, anyone who benefits, anyone who gives life, causes death, anyone who guides, anyone who causes misguidance or let a person astray, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب, we only done two pages. Okay. I need to look here more often. Here it is. The Lord, Ar-Rabb, is the one who has the power of creation, dominion, al-mulk, and control. There is no creator except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no sovereign except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no controller of affairs except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala lahu al-khalqu wal-amr. Surely His is the creation and the commandments. Ar-rububiyyah, the lordship, singling out Allah in these main actions, al-khalqu wal-mulku wal-tasrif. طبعاً توحيد الربوبية يا إخوة is recognized by fitra. By al-fitra, you know Allah is the creator. حتى الشيطان, يعني even الشيطان knows that he cannot come around you in this area. والله الشيطان, he doesn't even know. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he spoke to us about الشيطان coming and whispering to you, trying to play games with you, في حديث أبي هريرة في البخاري يقول لك إيه, يأتي أحدكم الشيطان, الشيطان will come to, who created the heavens and the earth? الشيطان is going to ask you this question. الشيطان is going to say, الله. من اللي عارف الموضوع أصلا, يعني الموضوع مش لأن الفطرة, الفطرة by فطرة by inclination, you know the creator is Allah. يقول لك الله يرد عليك الله. أهو. طب بعدين he comes at you and he says, طب who created you? He asks you, who created? You see, he wanna take you to another area. يقول لك برضو الله. قول الله يا ولد. يعني he's helping you out يعني. أو بعدين يقول لك طب who created Allah؟ يقول امشي يا ابن الملاعين. Go away, you cursed right away. أهو. I'm sharing this that he cannot even شيطان no he cannot يعني حتى الناس الآن حتى والله المشركين على أيام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني the mushriks at the time of the prophet they never denied the ربوبية they never denied the ربوبية ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن سألتهم here mean أبو لهب وأبو عتبة وشيبة والوليد the disbelievers وأبو جهل. If you ask them who created the heavens and they will say Allah. The الكفار الآن يعني a new color. يعني زمن والله ذهب حتى الكفار على they used to have a standard. يقول لك ليه وإذا مسكم حتى هذه الفطرة when you hit by a calamity ها right away you turn to Allah you turn to the creator. وإذا مسكم الضر في البحر ضل من تدعون إلا إياه. When you're sailing in the sea and there is a storm, huh? a storm erupts, who do you call upon to save you? Huh? What got to Akrima? What got Akrima to be a Muslim? He ran away from the Prophet because he is to be killed. He got on a ship. وبعدين a thunderstorm. The ship is about to sink. Look at the captain, the non-Muslim. Huh? اعلموا انهم لن ينجيكم اليوم الا الاخلاص الاخلاص يعني لا اله الا الله يعني تدعو الله الحق nothing no one is going to save you from but Allah all these idols you لت والعزة وملت ومش عارف ايه والهمبكة بتاعت برة دي انسى الموضوع حياة وموت دلوقتي it's life or death now life or death يعني there is no need for, don't pretend nothing here ما هو الكافر ده اصلا يعني ما عندوش دم يعني يروح ايه برينز ان ايدل صنم ويسميه العزة دي كمز فروم وير درايفز فروم وير اسم الله الايه العزيز ذا اول مايتي طب انت شوف ايه راجل عربي العرب على فكره كان عندهم دي عربز دي يوز تو هاف ذس So this Arab guy, he was guarding al-Uzza, guarding the God. Not only this. So he's guarding al-Uzza. They suppose al-Uzza means what? Al-Aziz. He's the Almighty. And a human being guarding him. But look, he's looking and sitting down and watching his al-Uzza. A fox, you know the fox? Came and urinated in his head. أرب يبول الثعلبان برأسه قد ذل من بالت على رأسه الثعالب ده مش عزيز ده ذليل أرب اسمه العزيز العز A fox come to urinate in his head والله you're humiliating يا راجل I'm not guarding you he left him and he went home انت اسمه his name is Almighty فانت ازاي How in the world that you bring a rock, you worship a created? This is a created being. He's in need. Oh, you worship him. فالإيه؟ الربوبية هذه is known by the fitra. Known by the fitra. Who's watching the Euro these days? I know somebody who's supporting Germany. And he was happy today Germany made it to the next round. Huh? Don't you see these players? You know when you find your fitra really? When you're so happy or so sad or distressed. Fitra, your fitra. لأنك you're free. لأن الفطرة هذه بتنغمس بالناس بالطبيعة Your fitra, you know your fitra, the way that Allah fashioned you. فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله.
الفطرة هذه, your فطرة gets contaminated. I call it gets scratched. But when you're so happy or so sad or so distressed, your فطرة is free. تجد نفسك يقول يا رب. ولذلك الإنسان لما when you're inflected by, على طول يا رب يا رب. لك أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعا. فالفطرة يعني making sense يا أخي, making sense. أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون. توحيد الربوبية is recognized by also Allah is the creator, is recognized by sense. If this is a pen, somebody must have what? Now it's you're amazed that some people are saying the nature created the universe. The nature created the universe, الطبيعة. يا إخوة هذا الموضوع خطير, خطير جدا. This subject is dangerous, and your children are learning it in school, in public schools. And you got to look at this literature and fix it. They tell you energy creates what? It tells you what? Energy creates what? Air. Energy creates air. إزاي هذا الكلام يا عم الحج؟ Listen, what do you mean by that? Okay, let's look into this. You mean that air created air? إزاي? Can I say this pen created another pen? Where is it? Because you're crazy. Okay, if you mean that there are some laws that governs that energy which leads it to produce another thing, you have not answered my question. I'm asking you who created it. You're telling me how it's done. Now, if you're telling me that there is a wiser force behind that energy which made it, I tell you, wonderful, we got it. But this force is called what? Allah. It's called Allah. ما هو الشرك الربوبية يا إخوة, we're going to talk about it in a minute. Can come in so many forms. فالشرك is recognized by what? الربوبية is recognized by sense, by بالعقل وبالفطرة. طيب, very quickly, inshallah, I hope we can finish. I want to stress this. توحيد الربوبية is not la ilaha illallah. A lot of Muslims, they think la ilaha illallah, that you believe that no creator but Allah, no sustainer but Allah, no provider but Allah. La ya habibi, هذا اسمه توحيد الربوبية. And listen carefully, and put this, ya walad, ya walad. ما تقول الا ردي تبطل الورا عشان تركز بس. توحيد الربوبية لا يدخل أحدا في دين الإسلام. من الآخر, you believe that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the creator, you believe that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the sustainer, you believe that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the provider, you believe that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the one who gives life, the one who takes it away. This does not make you a Muslim. What makes you a Muslim? That you submit to this ilah. ما هو الشيطان does not deny this يا إخوة. الكفار like I said a minute ago never denied this. Satan never denied that Allah is the creator. When Allah asked him, why didn't you bow down to Adam? He said, you created me. He said this, you created me from fire and you created him. He never denied, this is rububiyya. He said, anzirni, make me live. But where Satan failed? In what area did Satan fail? In what area? العبادة, العبادة. He did not prostrate, he did not bow down. And this is what a lot of Muslims are failing. Are failing in la ilaha illallah because they think that they believe, أنت الخالق وأنت الرازق وأنت, هو لا يصلي, he does not pray. لا, ما هي الألوهية is that you worship Allah. This is la ilaha illallah.
and you worship him according to the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But very quickly, we still have 20 minutes, right? All right, we can do this. How one commits shirk in rububiyyah? How a person can commit shirk? What is shirk first? You associate or you violate your belief in the Lordship of Allah. How do you do this? You do this two ways. إما بالتعطيل وإما بالأنداد. That you negate. تعطيل. شرك التعطيل. شرك التعطيل. يعني شرك التعطيل. زي الفرعون كده يقول لك وما رب العالمين. مين رب العالمين؟ There is no رب العالمين. And he placed himself أنا. He said what أنا؟ ربكم. That you negate Allah the creator. And this is what the atheists do. This is atheist. The work of the atheist. That you negate Allah being what? The creator. عندك برضو الدهرية. الناس الدهرية. اللي هم اللي ورد ذكرهم في سورة الأحقاف وقالوا ما هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما يهلكنا إلا الدهر. يقول لك أرحام تدفع وأرض تبلع وخلاص. Babies come into this world and earth swallow them, end of the world. خلاص لا حياة ولا nobody created, everything is just دهرية. عندك الفرعون شرك by negation that you, and very few by the way, very few did this. ولذلك انت whoever, because this is, we were fashioned to believe Allah is the creator. That is why يا إخوة, if you go through the Quran, bring out a character that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about in a very angry and tough way all the time. Who? فرعون. Read the Quran. ليه؟ لأنه أنكر ليه؟ وبعدين أنكر هو عارف وجحدوا بها واستيقنتها. يعني he denied it, he negated Allah being the Rabb. Meanwhile he knows. واستيقنتها أنفسهم. ولذلك موسى لما خاطب وان سيدنا موسى عليه السلام لقد علمت. انت عارف. You know ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر. يا فرعون اختشي عيب. Look me into the eye. You know who's the creator. وذلك والله all these atheists, the people who say I'm an atheist ومش عارف ايه, if you sit in him and look like, come here, who made you, who created you, and look him into the eye, nobody is going to run away. لأنه جواه عارف, he knows. فالربوبية عندك الناس اللي هم ايه, they believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create anything. And out of this comes اللي هم الدهرية, الطبائعيين, the people who say mother nature, and we spoke about this mother nature issue, and the people who say, there are people who say the big bang, the people who say that the whole thing was created by what? Big bang. What is big bang? Crush, and then everything just came into place. يا سلام. طب bring me كده يعني. ولذلك سبحان الله الإمام أبو حنيفة, imagine this, that you have like certain balls and you want them to take certain shapes and then crush them and then they're going to come everything in place. لا. Islam, we talk about the big bang, we believe that in the big bang. أولم يرى الذين كفروا أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا. That happened. But then Allah spoke about the creation afterwards. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. Allah then spoke. After that big bang, Allah then spoke about that I placed everything in its place. The sun out there, the moon out there, but did not happen by accident. Those are people. But the most dangerous type of shirk that a lot of Muslims are guilty of once it comes to the Lordship, rububiyyat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللي هو إيه؟ شرك الأنداد. يعني إيه شرك الأنداد؟ They believe Allah is the creator. But they believe at the same time that there is other force out there that affects. They believe that this person can affect, this person can, this person has the knowledge, this person of the unseen and so forth. I read to you a classical example of this type of shirk. ولذلك يا إخوة النصارى, the Christians, they do not negate Allah being the Rabb. They believe Allah is the Rabb. They call upon a Lord, the Christians. But they commit shirk by association. اللي هو الأنداد. He places Jesus, the Holy Ghost, Jibreel, equal to who? But you must do tawheed, singling out Allah to be what? The Creator. They believe that Jesus can harm you and benefit you. So they are placing Jesus equal to Allah. Meanwhile, we must believe that Allah is the one who what? They believe the Holy Ghost, Ruh al-Qudus, can do something good for you or do take something away from you. That's why when they pray, you see, it reflected in the way that they pray. They say in the name of, and the name of, and the name eh? لكن انت إذا المسلم, when you pray, when you call upon Allah, إذا سألت فاسأل alone. وإذا استعنت فاستعن alone. ما هو, their belief that these three are equal drove them to commit shirk in الإيه؟ العبادة. ما هو, again I want to tell you that your understanding for الربوبية of the Lordship will drive you to do, huh? ما عندك في المسلمين, they believe the Christians alone. Oh. في عندك مسلمين الآن بسبب الجهل, يعني أعذرهم بالجهل, because of ignorance. يقول لك يا بدوي, بدوي هذا رجل فاضل, بس دي كولا بدوي, أو التجاني, يا تجاني, يا عبد القادر. وفي ناس يقول لك يا رسول الله, يا رسول الله. في مسلمين يقول لك يا رسول الله, هذا مشرك في الربوبية. ومن جودك ومن علومك, يقول لك ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم, ومن جودك الدنيا وضرتها. الرسول بيتكلم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, يقول لك النبي, he knows the unseen of the pen, and يا رجل اتقل, هذا شرك في الربوبية. العلم الغيب هذا لله, علم الغيب, the knowledge of the unseen belongs to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. نعم, yes, Allah would give some of the unseen to the prophet to convey to the people, like signs of the hour, like this person in Jannah, this person in hell. آه, لكن كل العلم الغيب لله. Why if you go to a sorcerer, why if you go to a soothsayer, الكاهن, why you have committed shirk? Why go? Why النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من أتى عرافا, if you come to a guy who claims that he knows the unseen, huh? فقد كفر بما أنزل على فصدق فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد, he has disbelieved in my, why? Because he has placed this person as a rival to who? Once it comes to what? To the knowledge of what? Of the unseen. You're getting it, brothers, or I'm in my own planet here? You're getting it? It's simple, simple stuff. Why, ideally, give me your hand. Oh, you have two roads. One road long, one road. Don't you have this in some cultures? Why this is shirk in the Rububi? Had a shirk. Because he claims that he knows what? The unseen. Why the coffee cup? يقول لك إيه, Turkish coffee, especially Turkish coffee. Huh? You look at it, they have two roads, مش عارف. طب بلاش, in America here, why do you like to go to the Chinese restaurants all the time? Huh? Why? عندنا هنا في المحلات الصينية, في حاجة في الآخر كده بلاك, fortune cookie. ويروح يتفتح. Man, يا رجل أشركت في الربوبية, شرك في الربوبية, شرك في الربوبية, right here, by association. You believe that the guy who wrote this thing knows the unseen.
طب, why in some Muslim countries? والله, I'll never forget this. I used to work in a hotel that we didn't have the old days, not, I mean, في الماضي يعني. We did not have floor number 13. Floor 13, no floor 13. 12, 14. طب ما هو 14 ده في الطبيعة 13 يعني 13 بس. Oh, don't say 13 to the tourists, they are coming from Europe and America, 13 is a bad number. يا ربي, هذا شرك في الربوبية, that you believe 13 can harm you and benefit you. ما هو شرك هو. There are some Muslims, I know of Muslims who do not leave the home without reading the horoscope. تعرفين, you know the horoscope in the newspaper, الدلو والجدي ومش عارف ايه والسرطان ومش اسماء غريبه كده. شرك في الربوبيه. You commit شرك في الربوبيه because you believe. عندك الناس اللي الباطنيه والروافض والكلام ده, الباطني هذا يقول لك ايه, you must believe that your شيخ, الشيخ اللي هو بتاع الشيخ, شيخ الطريقه والكلام ده, يقول لك he knows the unseen, you must believe that he sees you all the time. مش صحيح الكلام ده يا اخوه. والله انا رحت مع اخ فاضل, رجل فاضل يعني, كان معانا في الثانويه ومش عارف ايه, used to be in secondary school with us يعني. ف in one of the trips back to Egypt I met him by accident, فشفته ايه, he blessing what, long مسبحه in his, ما هو ده الشعار بتاعه, ما لكل امه شعار. He's wearing that long thing in his neck. I'm يعني ما شاء الله إيه اللي حصل عم الحاج فيه. واللي my sheikh is in Sudan right now, and by the way he sees me standing with you right now. يا رجل منك لله, ده أنت لسعت, قلت ده أنت لسعت يا رجل, هذا لسعان بعينه هذا. هذا شرك في الربوبية, إن أنت you believe that there is somebody who seen كلام إيه ده. اللي عندك الروافض اللي هم الاثنى عشرية اللي بيسبوا الصحابة, those who curse the command, they believe that their imams have the knowledge of الكتاب. ده يقول لك ينسبون كلام لجعفر الصادق, وجعفر الصادق عند أهل السنة يا إخوة غير بتاعهم خالص يعني. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about or not, but you'll figure it out one day that there is جعفر الصادق, هذا عند أهل السنة, we have this imams ما شاء الله. But with them he says, لو كنت مع موسى والخضر, if I was with Musa and Al-Khidr, I would have told them the knowledge that they were not aware of. الأئمة بتاعتهم, their imams know the unseen. هو ليه الصوفي, the Sufis, they believe that the prophet, I'm sorry, الولي is above the prophet. They believe that the الولي is above the prophet. ليه؟ لأن الولي بيعرف الإيه؟ ولذلك هم دائما يعني أهل السنة دائما يقول الخضر كان رسول, كان نبي, وتلدم الخضر was a prophet. He said, no, الخضر was ولي. أقول له لا, he was a prophet. ليه؟ because they want to prove what, إن الولي اللي هو الشيخ who does not receive a message more than what, إيه ده يقول لك ليه, the messenger is giving the knowledge of الشريعة والأحكام والapparent meaning, بس الوالي is giving العلم اللي هو الايه, الباطني, علم الباطني. ما مشكلة, ما كل ده شرك في الايه, all of this شرك في الايه, في الربوبية, شرك في الربوبية. ف a lot of Muslims, it's very unfortunate, they commit the شرك. عندك الهنود مثلا, the Hindus, الهنود, why they commit شرك in the ربوبية. هو الهنود they speak of Allah, right, they speak of a God, correct, but they speak of how many gods, this God is the God of the pen, and this God is the God of the sleep, and this God is the God of the waking up in the morning, and this God is the God of to wash your face, so whenever you want, okay, I want to call up, go. خلبليط, mix grill. لكن رجل التوحيد, الإنسان الموحد بالربوبية, believes that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the sole creator, the provider, the sustainer. Then you single him out in his action, in your actions, I'm sorry, in what you do.
هذا هو توحيد الربوبية. يعني I kind of covered everything. عندك مثلا يعني الإحياء والإمات. يعني شوف أنت الإحياء والإمات. Who gives life and gives death? Who gives life and causes a person to die? Huh? Who? طيب. Look at this now. ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه؟ اللي هو من؟ Do you know who debated with Ibrahim regarding his Lord? النمرود. أن آتاه الله الملك. شوف إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت. ما هو الإحياء والإماتة belongs to who? Allah is the one who gives life and takes it away. He said my Lord gives life and takes it away. النمرود بقى بغباءه إيه؟ اتغاب. He's not getting it. اتغاب. يعني he became إيه؟ A dummy. قال أنا أحيي وأميت. أنا I can do the same. How يا سيدي؟ تعال. Come. He brought two guys. I will kill you and you live. طبعا this is not what is meant. يميت يعني you extract the soul out of the body. That you take, you send an angel who comes and what? أياتها النفس المطمئنة, أياتها النفس الخبيثة, come out. هذا هو الإمات. الإحياء that you're a piece of flesh, you blend the soul in it. هذا هو الإحياء والإمات. لا ده هو فكر إيه الموضوع أحياء وميت. He brought two guys as a killed, died. لا. وذاك سيدنا إبراهيم يعني he teaches us something very important. That when you debate with somebody and he acts stupid, don't try to educate him. سيدنا إبراهيم did not stop and educated him. He said, طيب تعالى, leave this alone. ربي الذي يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب يا أخوي الله تعالى. طب you were able to call two individuals. طب the sun, he brings it from the east to the west, you bring it from the west to the east. If you can catch the sun, يلا. وذلك فبهت. فبهت الذي كفر. بهت. He looked at him. بهت يعني. He said, stopped right there. فالإحياء والإماتة لله سبحانه وتعالى. طبعا like we mentioned is الإيمان بالغيب يا إخوة. This is a key. This is why you find a lot of Muslims going to sorcerers. يروح للسحرة والمش عارف دي. They believe they know the unseen. Or they go for this guy to make a hijab for him. Why wearing this hijab in the neck or put it under the bed or why wearing this thing in your thing that you believe that is going to harm and benefit you? Shirk. Shirk for rububiyyah. All of this shirk for rububiyyah. You see a lot of Muslims doing this. Why? Because they believe that, yes, Allah is the one who benefits, Allah is the one who causes harm, Allah is the one who provides and so forth, but yet there are other forces out there which can do this. One last thing before we close, inshallah, the issue of Darwin. Why are we stressing this? Because our children are being taught this in school. The theory of Darwin, the theory of, they call it what? Evolution, right? Evolution. What is that? They believe basically that the human being started from monkey. Basically, in general, that a race starts small and then it gets empowered as you go. Well, first of all, يعني the way that we look into this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض. يعني to speak about the creation of Allah, he did not see it. يا إخوة, if you look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created things, Adam was the last piece which Allah created. So you did not see Allah creating things. You did not see it. So how can you speak about it without knowledge? And if you are to speak about it, you must get the knowledge from who? From Allah. Add to this, Darwin says that the human race was apes, bad, and then it developed. Actually, this is totally the contrary to what we believe. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam in what shape? How long? How length? 60 dira. 60 dira. Huge skyscraper. وَلَا يَزَالُ الْخَلْقُ يَتَنَاقَصُ. We're actually going against his theory. يا إخوة والله, the other day they discovered this, I think the people of Aad, they discovered a skeleton. Huge for the people. But people of Aad, يا إخوة, they were like 40 feet long. وذلك يقول لك إيه, وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا, فَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَقَالُوا مَنْ. Imagine 40 feet length. Look at us. وَلَا يَزَالُ small time. Imagine you walking next to your father Adam. يعني he could step on you without paying attention. So this is the contrary to what Darwin is saying. Darwin is saying what? That we started what? Weak, and then what? We fought the forces and we became strong. Actually the total opposite. Adam was the strongest. When we get to Jannah, when we enter Jannah, we're going to enter in the shape of who? Of Adam alayhi salam. They say also that we were apes and so, come on. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Indeed, we have honored the son of Adam. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. The shahid, or the important thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, is توحيد الربوبية, is singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his actions. And there are three main focal points once it comes to the actions of Allah. يعني عليهما مدار الأفعال الأخرى. You single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the creator, to be the owner in control, and to be the sustainer, the disposer of the affairs of the human beings. بإذن الله تعالى, the next lecture, we will talk about a very important subject. The next lecture, by the way, in Tuesday, inshallah. We're doing Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So we finish because, inshallah, we would like to start preparing you for Ramadan, start talking about fasting, وفقه الصوم, وهكذا, inshallah. So we're hoping in 2 weeks we can finish دروس العقيدة, الإيمان بالله في ضوء القرآن والسنة. This was the fifth lecture, inshallah. The sixth lecture will be on Tuesday, بإذن الله تعالى. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.